Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have three amazing guests here at Stand Up New York, actually. Haven't been here in a long time for recording. I've got Allison Charles.
Ow!
Nico White.
Yeah.
Myself, sorry.
It's all good.
And Lil Youngbig.
What up? What up?
Yeah.
So three people that are all amazing, and I'm honored to have all of you here together. Like, what a cool, badass mix.
Indeed. Honored to be here.
Yeah, thanks,
we
guys.
We get to see your blue hair.
You guys like my hair?
Yo, Kate out here changing, yo. I remember when Kate wouldn't do anything this adventurous. And now, like, every other time I see her, she got a full sleeve of tattoos.
Yes.
One tattoo. But Kate do it like a old black pimp from the 60s.
Oh, tell us about this.
She went and got a whole tattoo of her face.
Yes.
On her shoulder.
Yes.
And it's the face of her looking at y'all like, I'm better than all you bitches. It's great.
I've never had someone, I'm sure.
Yo,
show Lil Youngbig.
Oh, that's wild. That's like you twins.
Yeah, yo. It's so much ego in that tattoo. But I think it's right.
It's divine truth. It's actually the opposite of ego.
You might be right, but I want to judge it the way I want to judge it. But you 100% correct. That's what you is Gaia, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You were one of the few people. It's because we all, even men, have the divine feminine within us. And Gaia represents the Mother Earth that I think so many of us have lost our connection to.
Yes.
Which is why the planet's getting destroyed and we're destroying each other as human race. And so it was an ode to Gaia. It wasn't necessarily supposed to be just my face. I said base it off of some of my features and combine it with some others. It ended up being pretty much me. Some people think, you know, it is and it isn't. But it definitely, like Allison was saying, it was actually an act of self-love, because at first I was like, oh my gosh, my face is on my arm. But then I was like, why would I have another girl's face?
I think it's great.
Yeah. So,
wait, 100%. So, but so you said that we all had it within us and shit.
Gaia, Mother Earth.
Mother Earth. So if I about to make Mother Earth on me, is it just my ass and drag on my arm?
I would love nothing more, actually, to see that version of Gaia. It would be whoever Gaia is to you. It could be
so it don't
your
have to be
face.
Me. It could be somebody else.
I just saw a version, if I could say what came in for me, you channeling Gaia. I saw this glorious, radiating goddess with hair blowing in the wind. You had long locks. There was a slight curl and wave to them. And you had a gaze that just exuded warmth and sensuality. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, okay, I'm feeling Lil Youngbig as Gaia. Okay.
Right. What would Nico's Gaia be?
Well, interesting. I saw like a fierce warrior, like a staff, you know, like it was like almost like a lightning bolt, electrical feel, fiery, like potent fire wisdom coming
so
through.
So I would be Storm from X-Men, which I'll take. You know what I'm saying? I'll take that in a heartbeat. And I want you to send that clip to of what she just said to Mateo Lane, just so he could be jealous. Okay?
Yeah. I don't think you've met Mateo yet.
Oh, the biggest X-Men fan on Earth. Storm's his favorite character. So as soon as he said that, I was like, got him.
Nice.
So before I get into other topics, I just need to vent this real quick. I don't want to take up too much time, but it just happened. So I'm like still kind of like trembling with a little bit of anger. And I won't give away too much because it's about Shane, and I never want to, you know, I try to keep that separate in a sense because I don't want to be, but like.
Is he kid?
Is he what?
Is your kid?
Yeah, my kid, Shane, yes, thank you for clarifying. So he's having, okay, how do I say this by being sent? He missed three. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't talk about it, actually.
Yeah,
are you
no.
getting up against resistance?
I'm trying to be so much better about boundaries, and, like, it's his life, and I'm very upset and annoyed at a specific teacher he has, but I get way more annoyed than he does with people, and he's like, stop being so rude to my teachers. But I used to be a teacher for 8 years, and I already am, like, so offended by so many things in the public school system, including the abuse of homework.
Yes.
And kids are suffering, and they, you know how the abuse of power with teachers and parents, where it's like, you're a kid, just do what you're told. So I promised myself as a kid, I was like, I will fight for myself and for kids. And sometimes maybe I get, I don't want to say too fiery, But when I see an injustice, I just want to like burn the whole thing mm-hmm. down. Right. But I also don't want to make that Shane's war right. because mm-hmm. he doesn't have the same personality. But I'll just say there's a teacher who I feel like is abusing power and doing homework stuff again, which when a teacher is trying to punish or something a student with homework, I think it's honestly one of the sickest things. And let me just say for everyone, kids are already going through it. There are kids cutting themselves, getting bullied. They don't need to go home and be overwhelmed with homework like that. And that's all I'll say about it. But I'm pretty fucking pissed right now.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I think you did a good job knowing you as well as I know you. I will commend you in this moment. You dropped into that tether. You anchored a little bit, and I feel like you just rode those waves well, and you didn't step out of bounds, but you clearly communicated what your wisdoms are revealing. So good work in riding those waves. That's my perspective.
Thank you.
I'm gonna piggyback off that. I thought you handled that right just now, because you also gotta remember something else too, is that we're all very easy to find, you know, and I don't know if your name's different on the permission slips that you sign. If it's not, and they know what you do.
Oh, they know I'm the baddest bitch in the labia game. And I think that, so I think they're right. testing me too. Like, but, oh, this bitch thinks, like they don't even get art or something. Like they're trying to test me. I'm not trying to fucking test you. Teach my son well. Right. Sorry.
So, but that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you'll have that happen. And going back and forth with teachers, you worked with them. They get petty to the point where it's like, if something ever came up, they'll pull this clip and be like, well, look what she said. You don't need that. Shane don't need that.
Oh, me throwing clits at an audience? Fuck, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, test me though. Yeah. Because some of the teachers, listen, any of those teachers listening that want to test me because you see some of my jokes on stage about the divine feminine, like,
who
you're
want
corny.
To smoke? Who wanted to smoke, man?
I got Lil Young Big in my corner, Nico White, Allison Charles. Yeah, I know all Allison Charles has to do is say a prayer. Okay, no joke.
There you go. And then it's over for it. Send that warrior goddess to you. You know what I'm saying?
Nico will send a lightning bolt.
Lil Young Big
is going to use his locks and his looks and his fucking freestyle, and which he's going to be doing later if he's okay with it. But like, you can't fuck with my crew.
No, not even a little bit.
Solid.
No.
Solid crew.
I think, yeah, like, don't fight no price war for your kid, because he had to go to school and then she going to act mean to him. And that's going to be bad for him. You know what I mean? Like, 2 days, you ain't going to think about this no more. So, like, hopefully it get better for your son. But also, I ain't know what the fuck he did to begin with. You know what I'm saying? You ain't tell us. So
yeah,
far I know.
Okay. He could be dead wrong, right? Yeah.
He missed three. He's in, like, an optional... He's in an optional... I'm just going to say.
Elective.
Yes. Okay. And it's a beautiful thing. It's an honor. Things were missed, which was an honest mistake, and I was in contact about it. I didn't feel like the solution was a specific type of homework in a way that she did it. I don't think it's cool. I don't think it makes sense. I'm going to try to communicate it maybe calmer next time. Well, no, I wasn't not calm. I just really said what I think.
You evolved so much because you just recently had a meeting as well, and you were so proud of yourself for how you handled that. And I think the last little thread that I'll touch on is what we encounter a lot as we're on the evolutionary path and we're committed to enlightenment and awakening is we access into things and people's souls and information about what's going on those deeper levels that they're not even aware of. And that's where we have to fine tune constantly. Like, what do we express? What do we communicate with all that we're seeing? And it's just like, it's just a lot of stuff at once. So.
Amen.
By that same token, this will be last I say on the whole thing. I would say, cause I don't know what's happening. We'll talk after this, but
yeah.
I know sometimes you parents can have an oversensitivity for your kids, and the teacher's intent versus their execution, much like our jokes, can be missed sometimes. Mm. So there's a way for you all to talk about this. You're both adults, so you've already handled it well. But there's a way for y'all to talk and come to a common ground, because I don't think the teacher has any reason to go at Shane. But you being the parent, you know what I'm saying? You got to take up the arms that you got to take up. But for both sides... maybe relax a little bit, because the boy don't need that much homework. You also don't need to go into school with a frag grenade. You know what I'm saying? Or a proverbial frag grenade in the email. I don't know what that email said, but I know Kate Wolf, the mother, and how intense that can be. So, like,
and
I
also the Cali Dragon Sorceress.
Yes. So, like I used to tell my mom, put the gun away, breathe a little bit, it might not be that serious.
I'm gonna try.
Yep. Yeah. So just like,
but when someone goes after what I feel, and I don't think she thinks that, but when someone I feel is going after my kid,
yeah.
So keep your pussy in your pants, though. You know, I know you said you're gonna do that to them, and I know you don't
keep my pussy in my pants.
Yeah, because you said you was going to go at them with the club.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I'm not going to use sex to do anything. Remember Forrest Gump, where she has sex with like the principal to help her son? I ain't doing anything like that. No, so I was like making sure that you weren't thinking that.
Because like, you'd be talking about
I'm not scissoring this woman. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, oh, jeez.
No. I wasn't suggesting.
You're saying put it away, like the pussy
with teeth. Yeah, the pussy, like with the one with the, like you was talking about, that could hurt somebody.
Okay. All right, well, thank you guys for helping me process that.
No, I don't know if we did, but
I'm still I'm still pissed, but whatever. All right, so let's talk about the R. Kelly stuff, I guess.
Oh, my God. Sorry, but on the subway up here, some dude was blasting R. Kelly. Booty, your booty. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm being so tested right now.
Get out of here.
No.
I'm sick of y'all with that. Being tested how?
Because I'm sitting there, you have no idea the work and the shit that I've gone through for so many lifetimes to be aligned in my true divine power, honoring the sacred wisdom and femininity inside of myself. This whole thing is blowing up. This guy is blasting this song. I'm balancing like unconscious with conscious. You know, I'm like writing all of these things, and it's drudging up inside of me.
Right.
Do I take a stand? Do I say something? No, because that's lower realm. That's just going to trigger. He wouldn't be able to meet me at my same where I'm trying to question and come from. But then I'm like, I don't, you know, the energy of the music and like, what is he trying to do by blasting this music? Where is he coming from?
Some shit.
Oh my God. Go fall down. No. Like this whole conversation gets
only
on my
rising
nerves.
Up.
Oh no, wait, no. This is why this conversation gets on my nerves, because it's selfish at every level, right? So everything that you just said, now I agree with you to a point, right? But that's completely to disregard whatever this person's intentions was.
No, on, I wait, did let, not disregard on, wait, it, because I just said that I took it into consideration. And I
heard you. Let me get to
so
the,
then don't say that I didn't take it into consideration.
Let me get to
then.
The point, though, because you got upset because, oh, well, he's playing this music. Now, what's his reasons for playing the music?
Exactly why I didn't say anything.
Right, but you were still upset that it was being played.
She's it's allowed to be.
Triggering.
100%. I'm not saying that she's not.
Ooh, I don't know that I want to. I don't know.
Do it.
This isn't. I'm not. I don't know about this right now, to be honest.
About what?
I'll try to. So first of all,
there's so many layers to this know.
But that's the as far as like, because I'm just talking about in regards to the R. Kelly thing, right? As far as that's concerned, I feel like that's the conversation that's not happening, and that's the problem with the whole thing, is that because there's so many layers, people don't want to talk about it. So what'll happen is people will meet these walls. So there's a lot of conversation not happening that I think is good conversation. But again, that's just me.
But that's not at all what... So I think you're coming from a place where you're frustrated in your own...
Oh, no, I'm not something. Frustrated at all.
Well, it came off... This is why. This is what I just saw.
Okay.
Because Allison is one of the most in-tune, sensitive, and she's not... Just so you know, because I know you're just meeting her, she's not someone who, like, picks fights about unreasonable
Absolutely.
Things ever.
No, as I was saying,
so,
she was.
Okay. So, yeah. And we'll get all into the R. Kelly thing in a second, mm-hmm. but, like... R. Kelly, in a sense, is representing, I think, at least for me and you, mm-hmm. a sexual predator.
100% he is, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's already triggering for a lot of people, men and women.
Yes.
But especially women who may or may not have been victims of some kind of abuse in that realm.
Right.
So when you hear someone blasting that song, mm-hmm. knowing the environment of what's going on, mm-hmm. it's going to trigger things.
Yes.
And I think what Allison was saying is like she's hearing it and mm-hmm. she's, and once again, we're not here to share your history at all, as you know what I mean?
Right.
But you know, to hear someone blasting this controversial figure where we're trying to figure out, wait, mm-hmm. did this dude really have a sex dungeon with like 14-year-olds and you know what I mean? So it makes sense when you hear that to get exasperated. You did come off strong as like, oh no. So I want to mm-hmm. know what that was, because it did feel a little bit like an attack.
You were attacking my triggers, but you were clearly triggered too.
I wasn't attacking your triggers.
And I think
at
all. It's beautiful, and I'm going to give my space and honor myself for letting myself just speak from a very honest and vulnerable place of divine truth, of being honest about, like, this is what came up for me. Mm-hmm. There was no, like, attacking. I didn't say anything to the guy. I didn't handle myself unreasonably. But I think the interesting thing is, had I heard that song, even without remembering that was an R. Kelly song, even without everything coming to surface and coming to light around R. Kelly, that song would have triggered the fuck out of me in general. Mm-hmm. The fact that that song, I just, in my evolutionary path, I used to be a hip hop radio host, like, for years, like, engrossed in the culture pretty much my whole life. But on my personal divine path and my calling, my awakening, my evolutionary ways, like, those songs, those degrading kind of songs, don't land with me in the same way they did pre-awakening. So it was the song, the lyrics, and then with the surfacing of the stuff that's coming up around R. Kelly, where I was having to ride on that subway train, like, okay, this is coming up, this thought's coming up. I'm just writing it, but I'm writing it all very consciously.
Right.
Yeah, so that's all I said.
I also think, like, a part of it, too, is, like, you know, you're just meeting Allison, too. And, like, I think in the comedy community...
Wait. But this is what I want to say. Before you finish, right? Because with the way that I talk with emphasis. I've always been that way. That was no attack on you. I wasn't triggered at all. You said what you said. That was my initial reaction. My initial reaction being, like, because from what you said, I could hear that you were going through, like, a lot of things came up from the past or whatever, right? But even in that... I'm saying if you are uncomfortable by the music, now that has to do with us and everything that you had that came up. That guy don't know about that.
Of course.
Right. So it's more that, and that's less towards you and more towards the mindset that's happening right now.
So what is it? Because I think there's like two separate things going
on.
Yes, 100%.
So I want to know, because that's what I'm saying. You seemed frustrated about a whole other thing that it seems like you've been thinking about.
It wasn't frustration at all. I'm talking.
Nico, the way you were like,
go fall down. That's what I said. Those are the words.
It's you threw yourself on the ground and you're like, oh my God, I'm so sick of this.
Here's what I think a big issue is, not just with R. Kelly. In politics and everything that's divisive right now, because there's a lot of things that are divisive between people. With R. Kelly, there are.
It shouldn't be.
It's just a divisive thing, because, like, you know. But that's the thing that it's funny, because that guy. It's funny to me if that guy ain't know about any of this yet, because he's like, wow, people hate me more than usual today. You know what I'm saying? Holding the music up.
And anybody that's playing music that loud in the first place probably had a whole playlist. You know what I'm saying? Don't just include R. Kelly.
I think right now...
Because somebody like that, they would usually play their music loud like that.
Well, we're going into so many topics right now, but I think I have seen lately, and, you know, we're both, Allison and I are both healers, and with what's going on in the collective, people are, definitely people getting triggered. Some people are unconsciously trying to trigger people, and it sounds, who knows? We don't know. But this person, and there are a lot of people like that, if they're not getting enough attention or something, they're angry, someone could blast that song to try to get, you know how people want other people to react?
Pain body.
Yes.
Yeah, so it sounds like this person might have been, or maybe he's just in a whole other world and doesn't even know what's going on.
He doesn't even know who's singing that song.
I'm not counting that out.
Right, because that's more where I'm coming from.
Right.
I'm coming more from what you just said. To where that guy probably isn't trying to do anything but listen to a song.
But I think she understood. I think what she was just saying is it triggered her, and then she tried to ride through.
I'm just witnessing all the thoughts and all the things being activated.
But so this is from what I witnessed. Nico's just a very emphatic, like, when he, and that's why I was saying, I think you've already, because you're a comedian, you already think about things constantly and you take your stance on it. So I think you were coming from something that was already like...
Here's what happens, right? A lot of times in conversation in general. And this is something I don't like that happens in conversation. To where somebody will tell you what you're thinking or feeling before letting you explain it. You know what I'm saying? When I heard what you said, and it was even less... Us in here, we're talking about a topic, right? We necessarily don't matter. When I responded, I was responding to the... Like, oh, I heard the song and I felt this type of way because he's doing this. And all I'm saying is that as far as that guy is concerned, it's what you just said. He might be the person that's trying to trigger somebody. Or, more than likely, what did the guy look like?
I didn't even look at him.
You didn't look at him? Okay. So, or he was just listening to the song and being obnoxious, not having headphones in.
It was just interesting that it happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just interesting. And when you brought up that we were talking about it, I literally, like, that was how I exited the subway, was to booty.
And that song rub it in extra, too, because when you think he done saying booty, he start going booty.
Oh, the way he ends that song. Right. Yeah.
Booty.
But now, what are y'all thoughts on the whole thing that happened? Because, like, me personally, That whole shit is the only people that I think that are being honest about the whole thing are the people that came forward and the ridiculous assholes that were like, I don't care what happened, I enjoy this person, so I'm not giving them up. Because I was born in 93, this creep married Aaliyah in 94. I don't like the fact that people like Lifetime are being held out like they're heroes, because you ignored these people when they came out the first time. So everybody needs to be held accountable. When it happened back in 94, he married Aaliyah. Y'all let it happen. And because he was the guy at the time, because his music was fun, everybody didn't turn against him the way they should have. Now, all these years later, I can't imagine if I had a daughter and my daughter had something like that happen to her, and then she came forward and everybody's like, no, fuck your daughter. The music's good. Mm-hmm. Then 20 years later, oh, I feel so bad about your daughter. Fuck you, because where were you the first time? Where were you when they came out the first time? And a lot of these people are adults that I side-eye, because I'm like, yo, I was a kid. Y'all were dancing to this shit, and you knew all this information.
I think part of it, and yeah, this is a beautiful aspect of this topic that you're bringing up. Again, from a shamanic spiritual perspective, the thing that's coming in for me is the further awakening of the planet and the collective consciousness as a whole, and like what we're going through as Earth, and especially in our culture and society, is shadow reveal. And it's all part of the new paradigm birthing and all this stuff that's going on a spiritual level. But I think, you know, 15, 20 years ago, even I was, you know, well, I don't know if I was a hip hop host then, maybe not quite yet, but I was dancing to R. Kelly song back then, but I didn't know what was going on at that time. And now I'm a completely different person. And like the same thing is happening with society, and the same thing is happening with Earth. And I think as these shadow components and these darker things are surfacing and coming to the light, it makes sense that then more people, as they're seeing them and letting themselves acknowledge shadow, then they're saying, wait, no, we have to do something about it. Do you hear what I'm trying to say?
People
are seeing stuff now that they weren't letting themselves see before.
That's the point of the documentary, too, in a way.
Okay.
Right?
No, I haven't seen
it. No, but that's what, it's like, how did we not notice this for this long?
But that,
that's
but
why it's interesting.
But that's my thing, bro, is that you did. And when I say you did, I'm not necessarily talking about you all as individuals. I'm saying if I was 4 years old and I knew that R. Kelly was pissing on people, if I was 8 years old and knew that R. Kelly was pissing on people and had heard about the tape, that means you did too. And you ignored that shit.
Were you four when that happened?
He married Aaliyah when I was one. The tape came out in 2000, what, one?
I don't know.
2001, so
what,
I was 8 years old.
I personally have not fucked with R. Kelly since I heard about that, the peeing thing.
But exactly. You're in one of the groups that's 100% honest about this. To where there's so much in this that, like, I'm torn about. Because, yes, he should be brought down, 100%. And it should have happened years ago.
But it's the same with Chris Brown, where it's like, I'm shocked. Because you know how he obviously, we have pictures of what happened to Rihanna.
Yeah.
And people are fucking dancing.
And
I like a lot of his music.
Yeah.
His song, Cake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I think it's what you're saying, Allison, about too, the collective changing.
Right.
The bigger thing is we have swept things under the carpet in our families, everywhere. It's like, oh, that's ugly. We don't want to see that. I mean, we're seeing it with Trump's presidency.
Yeah.
The whole police brutality that suddenly is an issue. It's been an issue. It's not as new. So these things are just being unearthed, is what you're saying too, in a way where we're ready.
Right. It's like, why has no one had this conversation yet?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Because you're right. We knew. And everybody, and I knew, and I was like, oh, I thought it was funny. And that's fucked up now I look back on it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he peed. The Chappelle skits were funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about it like this. And now I feel bad. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh man, I knew about this the whole time.
But see, that's 100% what I'm saying. Because even in that, where that makes you all complicit. You know what I mean? And the reason why, like when you brought up Chris Brown, to what you said about Divine Awakening, I'm not going to act like I know exactly what that means. But the way I process it in my head, you were one way at one time, then you evolved. Now, the thing about this is because whatever Chris Brown and Rihanna went through, now, they were, for all intents and purposes, kids. You know what I'm saying? You can become a better person. You can become a worse person. Chris Brown has since had a daughter. I haven't heard anything.
I'm not saying you can't change.
No. Right. But see, this is the thing with R. Kelly. Like that, but that's my thing with R. Kelly. He hasn't changed. And he hadn't changed.
Yeah.
It was story after story after story after story. And you heard them all. But because he was hot, you were either part of the population that you didn't listen to him, so it didn't matter to you. A, the people that came out that were saying this happened to them, they didn't matter to you because they might not look like your sister, your daughter, or whatever. So you don't have to care. But on the other side, either they came out and was like, well, you know, he's kind of the guy. People were having babies to his music. So I might not be ready to cut him off. You have people that were just fans of him. They don't care what he did. They in it no matter what. There's people in the YouTube comments now on his videos. Like, feeling on your booty, if you go, God forbid, check that out and go to the comments. Nah, for real. There's people like, I don't care what happened. I support R. Kelly. And then there's another part of this conversation needs to be talked about is, well, what happened to make him that way? Because there's some actual healing that could be happening in this conversation, but it's not being talked about.
But that's
about.
What we're trying... You know, part of bringing this group together, in a sense, mm-hmm. is because... You know, we're healers, right? You also have many other titles, as we, you know what I mean? And I'd even say, in many ways, most people are healers. They just haven't activated it fully.
Right.
But I think that these kinds of topics, including others we'll get to, are so fiery. And I think we need to learn how to talk about it
mm-hmm.
without even blame. And I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But there's still a blame aspect in it of that's where we were all at. Not just R. Kelly.
Yeah.
But with racial issues, even with Israel, Palestine, like there's so many things that we just mm-hmm. don't want to look at because we can't, we don't, like, of course I want Israel and Palestine. Like that's a thing that's happening every day with mm-hmm. kids being bombed and all.
Yeah.
But, you know, we only have so much that we can face. And I think something with R. Kelly, and it's also an issue in our collective in terms of fame and all that stuff, but it's like, you know, it's what you were saying about the shadow work. We didn't want to look, and now somehow something's shifting where we are all like, okay, not just let me look at that. Let me look at my own.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, too, is like, there's a lot going on. We're hearing about a lot of stuff all the time. So, like, and when I hear that shit about Akkad, some of my friends told me. And I was like, oh, that's fucked up. And then, like you said, there's Israel-Palestine happening. So then you forget. So then it's the type of thing where everybody, it has to become a type of thing where it just become too much.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, oh, wow. And then and it's sad that that's how shit go. But when the world that connected, everybody's problems coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Everyone's
there's a lot of fucked up shit. So I understand why a guy like that could, like, so get away with it for as long as he did, even though it was obvious that he was doing it. And they keep showing this, and y'all can't see it's a podcast, but they keep showing him air fucking the whole show. They keep cutting to that. He on the stage doing this move with the arms and.
Bro, I couldn't even watch the doc. I'm like, you know, I can't be that sad. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to taint myself.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. Allison, did you want to add?
Just with the visual, little young
doing,
Vic,
you're doing that.
I haven't seen the documentary. It's on Lifetime?
The Lifetime app you get for free, man. Shout out Lifetime app.
let me just tune in one last time and see if any other piece wants to come in. The only layer, which again, I'm just bringing it back to the bigger picture, which it's going back to, I really honor you, Little Young Big, for, you know, a couple minutes ago when you were just being honest about how 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you kind of chuckled and brushed it off, blew it off. Now you're evolved and you're a different person. Now you have a totally different perspective on it. And like, to me, that's the richness and the beauty and the kind of conversations that's not the only thing I want to talk about, but the more that we can honor people for like their honesty in their viewpoints, like, because that shows that that person has the abilities and takes the time to go inward and do that inward exploration within themselves of being like, huh, like that shows to me that you took at least 2 minutes to be like, ah, damn, like I thought this way back then. I wonder why that was. Huh, now I feel this way, so I'm going to act, you know, this way. Do you see what I'm trying to get at? Like, I just hold very dear the people that can just be honest about their humanness, honest about their personal evolutionary journeys, how they've grown, because to me, that's the entire point of why we're here on Earth. No one is perfect. We all have a shadow. We're all light and dark. We all make mistakes. We're all these flawed, divine, magnificent creatures, and the more we can just hold each other in that beautiful space, yeah, and not bash and not judge and just be compassionate about like where we're all at, you know what I mean? Like, that's, yeah, what
even to R. Kelly, but he needs to stop.
But now, because to what she said is that, because I agree with everything you just said, everything. Now, to that end, it's, I feel like that part is so complicated, understanding the light and dark. And I feel like a lot of that isn't happening. You know what I'm saying? People can be honest about certain things, but there's a lot of that appreciating the dark of the person along with the light that can't happen because sometimes those darknesses are a little too dark for somebody to really comprehend. You know what I mean?
I think what's cool, especially about the healing world, the people that are really walking it, is that I don't want to say nothing's too dark for me, because I don't, like, there are things that are so dark, it crushes me, the pain of it. You know, there are child sex rings and just, there's so many horrors going on. And yet I do think that I could, as best as I could, hear someone's truth. Even like R. Kelly, who, you know, there are mass shooters, you know, things like that, that, trust me, I'm not saying they're not quote unquote monsters or whatever that means. But I think we have to take an honest look at all of these things and why we do have these horrors, because we're all, you know, in a sense, acting them out. But it's in agreement with what you said as well, of like, we're collectively wanting to see the light and the dark within. But man, and we both had, I think in the last month or two, I'll just speak for me, I had to take a magnifying glass to some blind spots that were narcissistic, self-sabotaging, and more. Right. And when you see them in yourself, it's not just like, oh, ha, ha, ha. It's like, you don't even want to move.
Yeah, you feel
like, should I even be alive? Like, am I contributing? So it's like, it's really deep shit, but I think it's where we all do need to go, because things like R. Kelly is not this lone example.
He's not even a microcosm. Like,
there are many pedophiles walking this earth.
Right. There's many pedophiles. Whatever bad thing is, the ones that we hear about versus how many of them are out there, are the scale is insane. But to the person who has reached the level of enlightenment that you just mentioned, to where they can take somebody for real, for as dark as they are or as light as they are, you are a person of, you're a jewel of a person, because you're of a very small percentage of human beings that actually have that type of human understanding. I don't think a lot of people have that. And I think that hurts a lot of the conversation that we get to have, because we want to talk, but we don't want to talk. Because what you said earlier, you were able to go like, yo, I was wrong for X, Y, and Z. There's a lot of people that can't admit that. And in admission, you get to be free. You know what I'm saying? Look, I did what I did. I won't do it anymore. You can actually move forward. But to not, because I think that too, sometimes people try to hold you accountable for something. People go, oh, well, now I don't want to talk anymore. You don't got to be mad because somebody's making you accountable for something. You did what you did. You complicit in how you were complicit, or you were wrong whatever way you were wrong. That's the only other way you could be right. Because otherwise, you make the people who you hurt go,
Hold on, wait. So you had no hand in this, and you do.
Well, that's the perfect example of, you know, a person. And again, there's no judgment in this statement, but that person that runs and deflects from that attempted accountability, it's the fires of transformation coming up in that person, and the shadow aspects coming up in that person, and they're too terrified to confront them, so they bolt and they flee. And that's a lot of people's tendencies and inclinations, is to get the fuck out because it's so scary to look at your dark. So,
and everybody got it, man. I remember, I think Martin Brando said that. He was like, "There ain't no, ain't nobody born good or bad."
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, like, yeah. And I think that when you make somebody just bad,
yeah,
that dehumanize them, mm-hmm. and then you can't even look. You know what I'm saying? And if we treat everybody like humans and shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't mean to make no profound ass statement,
no, mm-hmm.
but if you did that, it would be easier to kind of, like you said. Forgive and move on and whatever, like, and on some church shit,
and rehabilitate, because yeah. that's what we really right. missing is rehabilitation.
Yes,
that's so
because
true, man.
Whatever. And look, I don't know too much about that R. Kelly shit besides how I feel from what I've read. You know what I mean? But as far as I know, and anybody listening to this that knows more, I'm saying disclaimer: I didn't watch the documentary. I only know what I've read in passing, but. We're talking about somebody who, the good and the bad, because the bad is that he did what he did to these women. But on that opposite fence, there's people that were able to get through whatever their hard times was because of his music. And that's why I had the reaction that I had when you said what you said about okay. the music, because it's like that person is probably reacting to the positives of that music. He might have kids off that music. Maybe kids he don't see anymore. Maybe kids he see all the time. But R. Kelly has a discography that's ridiculous how good it is. Ridiculous. So when people go, oh, well.
So you're telling us you're an R. Kelly music fan?
Oh, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
I think that's, yeah.
yeah, but
that's what I think. No, because I think same hat with, and yeah, with Bill Cosby, right? So many people grew up with him and mm-hmm. leaned on that show. If, mm-hmm. if their family stuff, you know what I mean? Some people shaped their whole thing. And then when that kind of a person falls,
right.
some people don't even know they what to do that it. They, yeah.
But see now, here,
I'm not putting you in that category.
No, I'm not saying you are. Yeah. What I'm saying is therein lies the problem, because he's both things. Bill Cosby, until he passed away, is the greatest living comedian
he
alive.
Away?
No, until he passed away. yeah. I mean, figuratively, yes, he's dead as hell.
I see what you're saying.
But until he passes away.
I had the same thought.
He's heard it here first on Invasion of Privacy.
Don't, I ain't going to let y'all know how I know this, but I got some people on the inside. In the they say the pudding is dry. but
God.
No. And people refuse to accept the good and the bad. You know what I'm saying? The same person that you looked up to, he might be the greatest comedian to ever exist, and he is also the biggest rapist in known history. Okay? Both of those things are correct. You ain't wrong for either. And you're not, if you're a person that only decides to highlight one part, you're not wrong for that, because that's the part that resonated with you most, whether that's a show or whatever. Or if you're of my generation and you know a Cosby now, what we know now, and you want to say that he's just a rapist, fine. Yeah. But both things are true. It's just like the country we live in and the world we occupy. But people don't want to talk about that part, because that then makes it complicated. And nobody wants to talk in the complications. They want to make it
we
black
are.
Or white, right?
They don't
we
want to
are,
be wrong either.
But everybody can't be up here with mm-hmm. us. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. People, so like, you think one thing, I did the other thing. I don't want to talk to you about it, because if you somehow make me see that you right, my whole shit crumbles.
Yeah.
The whole foundation.
Who am I?
Look at our politics, right? This is something that one of my friends said, Phil Hunt. Now, Phil don't make sense all the time, but in the instances that he does, it's almost brilliant. He said, I can't believe these motherfuckers are out here cutting their families off. You ain't talking to your brother no more over Hillary and Trump. Meanwhile, Hillary was at the inauguration dinner. Think about that shit. You cut your brother off. You cut your sister off over two people going against each other. Meanwhile, they sit down having dinner together. Well, think about how crazy that is, sentiment-wise.
Well, I mean, I think the bigger thing is we need to learn to communicate.
Yes.
It's okay to not totally. Disagree. And it's okay to take a step back and take space until you feel that you can enter it and discuss mm-hmm. it. Because sometimes it's so triggering. I mean, suppose there's an R. Kelly thing, but someone was actually raped as a teenager. Well, mm-hmm. then they can take as much space as they want until they're ready to have that conversation.
Yes.
But I think, and well, I want to discuss the government shutdown, and then I would love to do the channelings and freestyle and stuff. Okay. But the government shutdown, I think, is really interesting because I'm sure a ton of people who actually voted for Trump are right now, their incomes are suffering mm-hmm. from him shutting it down over the wall. And I, first of all, just in terms of a government shutdown, mm-hmm. like, it's awful. People are really, there. I saw an article where it's like people are really foreclosing on homes and not being able to pay rent because of how long it's lasting. Right. So,
and bringing it to the nature and the animals too, like the national parks, yes. Like yeah, they're
that shit costs $11 billion a year to keep the other parks going.
Yeah, bro,
it's a lot of money, man.
The whole thing is disgusting.
Yeah,
he's a,
it's crazy.
He's so bad. Like, he pulled me out of the love of one of my favorite topics. I love politics as a whole, or at least I used to talk about it. He's depressing. I don't know how you describe it.
He petty, bro.
He's a fucking bloodsucker, man. Yeah. And the saddest part about it is, if they don't fold, he's not. If they don't fold, he's not.
Something, I mean, it can go to riots, honestly, which we saw in Paris, because when you really fuck with, you know, working class, hardworking people mm-hmm. who are just trying to put food on the table, when you really fuck with that mm-hmm. over a wall, we could really get some crazy riots of both people who didn't vote for Trump, and I mean, it could actually end up bringing people together because, like I said, when you're fucking with people's livelihoods, you're bringing out a whole other primal thing. It's survival. And he's, it's almost like, what was that back in the day? One of the queens was like, let them eat cake. Yeah. When they were like, the people are not eating, let them eat cake. He's doing that kind of a thing where it's like, oh, you don't want a wall? Well, none of you will eat. It's like, no, that's going to have some real deep consequences. Mm.
I agree. My only misgiving to that is I can't think of how many times in my very brief lifetime I thought exactly what you're thinking about other situations. When Tamir Rice got shot on video in 2 seconds of the cop showing up, I'm like, okay, this is the straw that broke the camel back. I'm gonna go get my fatigues because it's about to be on. Nothing happened.
No, I know, but once again, we're talking about past. We're in a collective thing where
that,
enough's enough.
No, that was a couple years ago. That wasn't even 4 years.
No, I know,
years.
But we're in a new tipping point of, like, I'm telling you. No, we are. We
they
have
be saying
to be.
That, though. They be saying we had the new tipping point every time.
That right, because every when it was Tamir Rice, oh, this is the last straw.
No, we're building was, to it. I'm not saying this
Anton
is the
Sterling.
Last straw.
Same thing.
Yeah, something I don't even know who the fuck those people now. Are. Right. That's bad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they probably got shot or some shit for doing nothing.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Yep. 100%. Killed by the cops.
Which is sad.
11-year-old boy shot in 2 seconds. You would have thought there'd have been riots in the street. There was 4 protests, and that's when you stopped hearing about it. So I hope to God that you're right, that this is the tipping point. But I don't know.
For the government shutdown,
I'm not saying
they
it's the thing that gets them impeached or anything. I just think, once again, yes, people should be obviously rioting for things like that. Mm-hmm. But I think when you're actually, you're going to make people care when they can't feed their kids or pay their
right.
mortgage.
That's the thing. Like, government shut down all the time, but this is the longest one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, once again, if a lot of people start foreclosing who once did vote for him, I think there could be a lot of upheaval. We'll see. I'm not saying I'll be right, but mm-hmm. it's a different, it's very stupid of him, I think.
But the thing always funny to me about Republicans sometimes that, like, a lot of those people, if they don't have no money and there's some ideology or whatever that they like, when in reality, it ain't helping them at all. Because it's fucking over their pensions and all this shit that these people need. But they like, oh, he's American. He like this. So that's dangerous to, like, look to some idea, which is the same shit with the people, bringing it all back together. Because you look at your idol, you're like, this is my idol, I love this guy. Yeah. And then you can't see his flaws because you hold him to some ideal. Mm-hmm. When on the ground, you should look at what actually best for you and your family and shit. Which is wild why he president, because for that reason and shit.
You got a lot of people picking teams and don't even know
exactly.
What colors to wear. You know what I'm saying? It's all
I like
ridiculous.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They happy to be on the team.
So, if it's cool with you, and if you feel able, would you want to? I know it was a little fiery in the beginning, so I don't know.
No, it's all good.
Would you want for both Nico and Lil Yachty, if they're down, do some kind of channeling for them or whatever you're feeling? Obviously, you don't have to.
Yeah, no, I'm open to it. This won't set the fire alarm off. Don't worry. The producer in here is giving me the side eye because I have Palo Santo and a lighter. I'm just going to clear the energy field a little bit, and you guys can talk while I'm doing it or whatever.
And this is Palo Santo.
Yeah, it's just holy wood from the Amazon. So nice. It'll just help me.
Have either of you had a shaman ever help channel things for you or...
Okay. My neighbor was Miss Flores, God rest her soul. She was into all this stuff,
really big. Where was this at?
Right down the hall from me. I live in Harlem, so.
Oh, amazing! What's her name, Miss Flores?
Miss Flores.
I don't know
her first name. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay. Has Allison ever?
Nah, I mean, I talked to y'all a few times. I don't know that counts.
She's never done. Yeah, it's a different experience, but I'm excited.
This is exciting for me, man.
Do you want me to like?
Excited. Absolutely.
Do you want me to hold the mic for you?
Well, I'm just gonna clear him.
Oh, okay.
Yo, ain't it funny though? Why she doing this? How like? I remember, man. I be judging people and shit. You know what I'm saying? Living people places I ain't never been, and I hear all these stories about them. And then I go where they at, and then I be in the restaurant. I'm like, man, I like these motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you just hang out with people and shit, it's a big ass country, man. Just go visit the people you think you don't like.
Well, right.
Amen.
If you like them, you know.
Yeah.
Because we don't all have to think the same shit, man.
Exactly. We don't have to agree. And guess what? You have the right to be wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
And people are trying to take that away.
That's true.
You can't be wrong. No, yes, I can. Enlighten me.
Yeah,
or
for real.
Don't. But don't act like somebody can't express their opinion. And what I think what's happened is, especially politically and socially, social media is the devil in disguise. We all know that. It's a heinous place.
It's true.
And what happens is the worst thing they could have ever did was make a like button. Because now it makes people fight for almost popularity. Like, oh, well, look, 55 people agree with me, so that makes you wrong. It's not how being right and wrong works. Right and wrong is all based on perspective, depending on how you grew up, what you hold near to you, and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a bunch of brick walls at every point. Nobody really wants to. Discourse is dead.
Well, we're bringing it back to life. Because like I said, it was fiery in the beginning of this even. You know what I mean? Like it legit, it was like... It's about, and you don't always have to stick through those things either, because I tell a lot of my listeners, if things feel uncomfortable and you don't want to engage, you always have the option of walking away. But I think, you know, these kinds of conversations about tricky subjects, like, it can get a little feisty, but as long as we all learn when that energy comes up, when to take a step back, like, I love that you were kind of like, whoo, you know, you're allowed to get quiet, but I think it's cool that we all stuck with it in a sense. And I'm not saying we came to like a definite conclusion or anything like that, but these are just examples of these really tricky issues that we've all in a sense collectively played into that we need to start talking about, even if we can't agree.
Well, right. Because again, it's easy to misconceive something, right? Because I can tell when I reacted to what she said, how your face went where you thought I was coming from versus where I was coming from. Which are completely different
things. I think it's also, though, that you two had never really... You had met, but, like, it's also, like... Do you know what I mean?
It's
a colliding of worlds, in a sense, too. And I see this a lot with comedians, because, like, sometimes they can yell at each other, and it's, like, a normal... You know what I mean? It's like, ah, da-da-da-da. And then, like, in the spiritual healing community, it's almost like a not always calmer, because it gets... But, like, I also kind of was like, whoa, you know, it just seemed like it was different energies at first. And I think we all got there together in this new place. But
people are different. And when you if you're open to stuff, you usually find a resolution.
I think
you know
what I'm
saying? Oh, if nothing else, respect.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, I think we had a healthy conversation around it. I mean,
likewise.
We stuck
I'm proud
with
of
it,
us,
so.
Though.
It was like, yeah. Are you down to freestyle or where are you at vibing in that? Yeah, I feel like I want to like rock out to his freestyle then
first.
Channel. Yeah.
Okay, because I think we have about like 10 more minutes, right? So we'll do the freestyle. Maybe we can end with channelings and stuff. And
does that feel good?
Of course, okay. Yeah. All
right, what y'all want me to like freestyle about?
What do you think?
The podcast just happened?
Yeah, maybe about the podcast that happened.
All right, man. Yo. Yeah, we here, man, standing up New York last, talking about whether people is good or bad. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Nico White moved from the chair to the floor.
Yeah.
To the left, yo, I see that black door. And we chilling here, and we know what we talking about. And meanwhile, the producer occasionally spacing out. While we fighting, I tried to Instagram it, but then you stood up to stretch, and I was like, damn it. I almost had it, but then I didn't. We talking about fucking shutdown because people thought they got paid but didn't. Yeah, I guess that's all for now.
Bars, baby.
It's hard to do a cappella sometimes, but I just.
Oh yeah, we could have tried to drop a beat for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't want to thing the table because of the mic.
That was awesome. That was cool. Thank you.
Amazing. Can I give him a you're open. Yeah, you're good.
That.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mic wise, I think can we just share the mic when I come over there?
Sure. Okay. So wait, do y'all go on? Do they have retreats for this shit? Where you could all go away together?
Yeah, I do retreats. You want to come to Bali and do some shamanic stuff with me in Bali?
I would love.
I'm about to say you must not know who you talking to. That you would love
I would love to. Well, can I just ask a question? Well, but are they allowed to have sex at the retreat?
Yes,
they
of course.
Are doing people.
It depends. Some shamanic retreats, like it depends on what kind of initiations and what the purpose of the retreat is. But sometimes you do have to abstain from certain foods or intercourse for a certain amount of days, especially if you're doing plant medicines or whatever's going on.
It's like rehab because you ain't supposed to fuck or eat no citrus. Right? Okay. That's true. No orange.
I've never heard of that.
All right. That's what. All right. Anyway, sorry.
Okay. So I'm going to rattle in.
Hold the mic a little bit. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Are you open to just like whatever wants to come through for you? Do you want to see what spirit animal wants to come say hello? Do you want me to tap into a past life?
What you think would be the best one?
Let's see what spirit animal wants to come in. Okay. All right. So here we go. They've been coming through real quick lately. So the very first animal that came dropped in, like the second I started rattling, was an alligator. And the alligator is, well, I'll tell you first what the general animal totem medicine for the alligator is, and then I'm going to feel in to see what message he has specifically for you. But there's something for you to just keep in mind. The alligator chews through and integrates everything fully. So in the coming days, if there's a situation, a relationship thing, something that presents itself where you may initially want to like have an inclination to jump to a conclusion or to instantly kind of latch into a certain emotion, I want you to just be consciously aware of that tendency and breathe and kind of like sit and drop back and try to look at all perspectives and try to look at the whole big picture and chew through all possibilities before you land on an opinion about something. So that's like some of the animal tone medicine. Let me see if alligator has a word for you specifically. One second.
Thank you. Can I freestyle about that while you're shaking the thing?
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Yo. Telling me that when I make decisions, I should think about what I'm doing. Yeah. But I know that I'll be the fucking alligator, son, so I'm going to keep chewing. Yeah.
I like that. We should do more of that sometime.
Off his new album, Nom Nom.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Put that in the Instagram bio now, the alligator and shit.
Chewing all the way through. Okay, just one more second. Okay. This thing's coming in. One more second. Okay. And there was also something coming in. He was showing me himself, the alligator swimming through like the murky waters, swimming through some of the swamp waters. And so it's, again, it's like a thing, if challenges, if something murky, if something starts to present itself as difficult waters, don't be quick to judge that and think that that's actually the case. Because a lot of times the greatest miracles and the greatest light come through things that in the initial blast, you're like, oh my God, like this feels horrible. But again, chew through it, feel through it, swim through it, and remember this conversation if these challenging waters come, because there's going to be a light. And then as he was swimming through the murkier waters, he popped up. You know how alligators swim with just their eyes above the water? Mm-hmm. And they keep in the light. Even though they're in the swamp waters, their vision is held to the light. And so that, for some reason, that whole message, though, of just like full integration, not jumping to conclusions, and keeping focused on the light, and don't judge something for like being bad or dark, even if it feels challenging.
That's very helpful for real. Yeah. I appreciate that, because I could apply it to a lot of ways. Because I know what you're talking about. Because sometimes, you be seeing a girl and they be so good, and you love them and shit, and then you know that if they knew who you is without them, maybe they wouldn't like it. So you judge yourself and you feel bad, but you're supposed to just keep swimming and shit. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Nico had a hand on my leg right now, man. It's beautiful, man. Yeah. And also, it also reminds me of going down a beautiful woman, because you can only see the eyes if you're doing it right. You know what I mean? Because it's like you be in the murky waters literally and shit. You know what I mean? Especially if at that time of the month you really love it. All right, my bad.
No, a period, I could talk about periods for a while. We just, on a time-wise, let's do
my bad,
Nico. Yeah, let's do a quick one for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Miss Allison Child.
Yeah, he'd be so sad. So thank we'll you. Do, and then we'll wrap it up.
Appreciate that.
If that's cool.
Okay, so what about you, Nico? Are you feeling general message, spirit animal, past life?
Whatever's best, like whatever you get first.
Okay,
I'm
going to go with general then. Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to speak to the thing that dropped in first, and I'm going to do one last quick feeling. Okay. But there was a huge bird that had obviously like an eagle eye perspective, a big picture perspective, but then instantly, so he first came in, but then about 1 to 2 seconds later, there were at least 5 or 6 other birds that just went whoosh and came in to soar with him. And so there's something about, I don't know if there's a project or a collaboration or something that you can really look to in 2019 where you pull together. It wasn't a massive group, but like a small group. I don't know if it's a tour. I don't know if you make an album. I don't know what the collaborative effort is, but really be discerning, because if you want to go to the highest heights of your soaring and flying capabilities, whoever the F you bring in has got to be able to match the levels in which you soar and fly.
Mm. Amen. Bars, because I've been thinking about cutting some people off. So I'm so glad I was here with you today. Yeah. Thank you, Bird.
2019.
And thank
man.
You, my friend.
You're so welcome.
I'm about to go cancel all these group chats. Fuck these people.
Mute that shit, bro.
I can't. I've been trying to for a year and a half, man.
It's time.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? There's 4 people in that group chat, and you mentioned 5 birds. It's me and 4 people. That equals 5.
That's wild. Yo, this ain't a joke, man. Everybody out here, Miss Allison Child, talking about spirit shit. Y'all don't know what she's talking about, but you understood that shit.
Uh-huh.
And you using them buzzwords and shit, like the feminine, worldly, whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Even if you don't fully, even if you're not on full board with all the spiritual, quote-unquote, out there things we talk about,
right.
Her channeling.
I don't think it's that out there.
Thank you. Yeah. They're so real, and I feel like they're amazing. So amazing mm-hmm. to take in.
Thank you.
Well, we have to wrap this up, guys, but I want you all to share where they can find you. So, Allison?
Instagram is @IamAllisonCharles, website rockstarshaman.com or AllisonCharles.com.
Awesome.
Nico White. Check my website, NicoWhite.com. That's NekoWhite.com. You can catch me on tour, the Introducing Me Tour, #IntroducingMe.
Word. All right, man. I Lil Young Big, man. YOUNG. None of this YUNG bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Spell it out. Also, man, I made a fucking 360 video with virtual reality, man, you can see that shit in your Oculus at home and shit. Watch that shit. It's wild. You know what I'm saying?
It's tight.
Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about, man. We're living in the future and shit, man.
So, and you have a podcast.
I got podcasts, man. It's kind of, and both these lovely ladies on it. I'd like to get Mr. Nico White on there Sunday, man.
I would love to do it, bro.
For sure.
Just ask me anytime.
It's called What's Good With You? Yes. You can check that out, man. I appreciate you.
We had
man.
A good time when we were on.
Yeah, that was
Allison
a good time,
and I both
man.
Went on. You have to check it out.
Yeah.
And for me, the next comedy seance will be in April. We have yet to pick the exact date, but details coming. I'm going to be in Philadelphia, February 23rd. More details to come, and I'll be in Atlantic City the weekend after at a new location. So I'll also keep you updated. Twitter and Instagram at the Kate Wolf. If you want a tarot reading, any kind of thing, kwolf2f27@gmail.com. And thank you all so much for listening. Oh, real quick, the next Miss Wolf's workshop, art class, is February 23rd as well during the day. So anyone wants to come, open up to their creative side, paint with me. Let's get creative and weird. So anyway, thank you all for being on. And thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.